The lacher is kulan yidku. It's not bottled. You have to burn the whole bunch. Even if this little 10 beans here fell into 1,000 beans, it's not bottled. You have to burn the whole bunch. So Rashi, this is the Mishnah. Kulam yidluku. So Rashi, why delay batli? These beans are not bottled. Kiriktoni taima, like we'll soon see why. Sheremei yoimeh, kol shedak limnois mekadesh esemasaravimai. Anything that's a normal manner of counting it, it's an important thing that you don't sell it by the pound, by the weight. You sell it singly, each one, so that's not bottle. V'yein bottle b'roif, she'klaya kerem b'dov v'shein b'minyin b'teinu b'yechlam asayim. Because otherwise, klaya kerem would be bottle. Even though it's not bottle in 1 in 60, 1 in 100, you need 1 in 200. If one bean of klaya kerem would fall into 200 beans, that's mutter, it would become bottle, usually. Ma'ashenken over here, the locher is, this tiltan is not bottle. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. And the reason is, we'll soon see it's a machlokes, why Rabbi Meir says it's not bottle. But this is the Yisoy, there's something that's important, something that's choshev, that the way you sell it by count, it's not bottle mit Rabbonin. The Chacham say no, Yala b'yechonu masayim. The Chacham say yes, it is bottle. This tilter, these beans, even though it's beans that will grow near the kerem, it has an istaklai, a kerem on it, but the ma'aser, when it falls into 200 other beans that are mutter, it's bottle. Now we explain. Shoyer Remeyer, why Remeyer is the one that holds kol shedarka limnois mekadesh. Remeyer holds the sheet that the rabbonin will machmer to say anything that's choshev. That the way you sell it is by count. You don't weigh it off. You sell them darker limnois. It's a derech. It's a normal manner by counting them, like eggs. You sell 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's not bottle. Mekadesh means the thing always becomes osur. Whether it's in 200, or 500, or 1,000, it's not bottle. V'yechachom amarim nechom say no. Eino mekadesh alashisha dvarim avad. Nechom say there are only 6 things that are very, very special. Those things are not bottle. But normal things, even though you sell it singly, 1, 2, 3, 4, still they would become bottle. Rabbi Akiva Rai Meshiva. Rabbi Akiva says even a 7th thing. He has 7 things that are not bottle. But only these 7 things, other things, would be bottle. So the Moshe, we had before the Mishnah Tilton, that's this type of beans, they would become bottle according to Chachamim. The Chachamim say only these 7, these 6 or 7 things are very choshev. Elohein, egoze prach. That's the type of nuts that grow in prach. They're very, very expensive choshev nuts. That's something that's not bottle. Rimone Baden, pomegranates that come from the city Baden were very, very special pomegranates. V'chav yestumais, you have a barrel of wine that closed, wasn't open yet, that's very choshev. V'chalfei traden, the stalks of the traden of beets, or kolchei kruv, the stalks of cabbage, or the last yivonis and the Greek cabbage, the pumpkins. V'chiva moisev al kikrushim alabayis. The Kiva says even bread, Hamisha bread, Kikra Shubalabayas, or homemade bread, that's also something choshev. If it, let's say it's made out of truma, and it gets mixed into 1,000 other breads, it never doesn't become bottle. That's called something very, very choshev, bread made from a homemade bread, that's not bottle. But that's a Chom Shita. Only these 6 or 7 things are not bottle. Other things are bottle. Remei holds no. Kol shedarka limnois. Anything that it's a normal manner of counting it, they don't become bottle. They're very chosher, they're not bottle. And then ends off, it says that, well again, Rabbi Kiva was meisav al kikrush balavayis. Now, haruyin li orlo orlo, something that's fit to be orlo, it has a din like orlo, l'klaikerem, klaikerem. Something that's fit is supposed to be klaikerem, is klaikerem. In other words, that we say it's not bottle, so whatever it is, that's what it is. Rashi says, "Haruyel Orlo, kagoy negoizim urimoin v'chovius mekadishin v'yosnes aksherim mishum Orlo." Orlo means the fruits the first 3 years. You're not allowed to eat them. So if you have nuts or you have pomegranates of a tree during its first 3 years that it's growing, so the fruits are Orlo. If now it's a chosh of a thing, like one of these 6 things, let's say these egoizim or prach or these rimoinim badim, something that's not bottle, if it comes from Orla and it falls into something else, they all become Orla. And a ruin, the Klai Kerim, are going to trod in a crew with last. these things are not shayach to have orlo. Orlo is only on fruits. But the other things could be klai kerim. That could be from vegetables. You grew the vegetables near the kerim, it became klai kerim. So this is the machloikis Rabbi Meir Nechachomim. Now it's a machloikis, what's the pshat in Rabbi Meir? That Rabbi Meir is a little bit more machmir. Not only these real special seven things that are really chosher, but anything that's called, his lashon was, called shadarka limnis. Anything that's a normal manner, the way you sell them is piece by piece, it's such a chosher thing that they're not bottled. So it's a machlokes. Rav Yochanan Savar es shadarka limnoy sheninu. Rav Yochanan holds that Rav Meir says things are not bottled, it has to be something they're also pretty choshev, that it's always sold by count. You never sell it sometimes by weight or by the pound. It's always sold by a single. That's where Rav Yochanan learns. That's called es shadarka limnoy. Resh Lakish Shava, no, the Lashon is Kol Shadaka Limna Sheninu. Kol Shadaka. So Rashi says, Resh Lakish Shava, Kol Shadaka Limnus. I feel the prokim, Sheninu Dlei Botel. Kol Shadaka means sometimes, or most of the times at least, you sell it single one by one. Even though sometimes you sell them by the. This is Resh Lakish. That kol shadaka limna sheninu. The Rashi says it means afilu leprokim. Even though certain times you sell it singly, still delay bottle. That's where Rish Lakish learns pshat in Rav Meir. So the kitzes of machlokes Rav Yechon and Rish Lakish. What does Rav Meir mean when he says anything that's important? That when you sell it one by two or three. You sell each one singly, not by the pound, not by the weight. It's not bottle. So Rabbi Yochanan says it has to be something that's always sold singly, never sold by the pound. Resh Lakish says no, kol shadaka means even if sometimes only it's sold singly, even though sometimes you sell it by the pound, by the weight, that's also called a davar chashuv, that's not bottle. That's Resh Lakish's svara. Kol shadaka limna sheninu. So therefore Rashi says, hilkach, therefore, according to Resh Lakish, eagle. The case, the original question we have was, there's alacha igul, that means a cake of dates, that was truma, that fell into other dates. Alacha was its bottle. So the question is, why was it bottle? Isakotaitich truma bismana said, yiraisa, lihevi bottle. That was Resh Lakish's raya. Because Resh Lakish has a mishnah that said, an igul shel devela. That means a cake of dates, that was made out of truma. If it fell into 100 other dates, lemaister with his bottle. Bottle chad b'meya. So Resh Lakish had a kasher. Why is a bottle? Hey, this cake of dates, usually you sell it by the piece. One, two, three. True, sometimes maybe you sell it by the pound. But most of the time you sell it by itself. So according to Resh Lakish, that's called the davar chashuv. That should not be bottle. So how come the Mishnah says it is bottle? That was Resh Lakish's raya. It has to be that the Mishnah is talking about bizman hazeh. That truma is only midrabbanan b'zman is there. After the churban of the Beis Hamikdash, truma is only midrabbanan. Mashenkin Rabbi Yechanan says that Mishnah is no proof, because Rabbi Yechanan himself learns what's not bottle, only eshedaka limnus, only something that's always sold singly, never sold by the pound. Even though sometimes it's sold singly, but if sometimes this thing is sold by the pound, that's not choshev enough, it would be bottle. So therefore, that the Mishnah says that this igule develum, this cake of dates, is bottle, it could be talking about even though trum is the eraisa, bisman is there. Aye, if it's an issa the eraisa, why is a bottle? The teretz is because these dates are not so valuable. They're not so choshev. Because sometimes they're sold by the weight. They're not always sold singly. Even though most of the times they're sold singly, but according to Rabbi Yechanan, what's not bottle? Es shadarka. That's the way he learns Pshat Rav Meir. It has to be something that's always sold singly. But if it's sometimes sold by the weight, it's not bottle. It is bottle. So therefore, that the Mishnah says trum is bottle, it means even though trum is the eraisa, but the reason why it's bottle is because this igula devela, sometimes it's sold by the pound, therefore it is bottle. Now, my chaticha,
So Rabbi Yochanan said he, like he brought a proof to himself that says there are cases the Raisa that's bottled by a chaticha, by a piece of meat. So what's the case of a piece of meat? The Tanya learned like this. Chaticha shel chatoyis toiris. If you have a piece of a meat that came from a korban chatis, that was tohor, v'chein prusa shalechem aponim, tmeya. Yeah. Or else you have a piece of lech, the lechem aponim, special lechem that they use for Shabbos, the Shabbos, on the shulchan lechem aponim, that's called din of Kodesh Kedoshim. So if you have a piece of it that was tmeya, shenis arva b'meya prusa shalechem aponim toiris, that got mixed up with 100 other pieces. I skipped before. Chatich is also the same case. The Tanya. What chaticha shochat is tmeya, shenis arva b'meya chaticha shochatoyis toiris. That was the case. You have one piece of meat from a korban chatis that was tmeya. But since it's tmeya, you're not allowed to eat it. If it got mixed up with another 100 pieces that are tohor, or else you have a piece of bread that came from the lechem aponim, that was tmeya. They got mixed up now with another 100 pieces of bread that from lechem aponim was tohor. Halacha is tala, the ma'aser the yad bottle b'roiv, it's tala. By kachim you say 1 in 100 is bottle, it's tala, it's mutter. Rabbi Yehuda raim aloy tala. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's not bottle. And Rashi says, the ksav Rabbi Yehuda b'chol duchto min b'min aloy bottle. This is Rabbi Yehuda's shita all over, that min b'mina is not bottle. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the minim are the same type, like here. They're all pieces of meat. Just one is tohor, and one is temeya, and 100 of them are tohor. But since the ma'isa it's meat and meat, the same pieces, they're not bottle. Min b'mina, the same type of a thing, if it gets mixed in, just the difference between temeya and tohor, kosher and treif, they're not bottle. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Avo chaticha shechatoyis toiro, shenis arva b'meya chatichos shechulin toiros. Let's say chulin and kochim. V'chein prusa shalechem aponim toiro, shenis arva b'meya prusa shechulin toiros. Let's say a piece of meat, a piece of bread for the lechem aponim got mixed up with a regular 100 pieces of bread, not kochim. His divrei akol loitala. He everybody holds that's not bottle. So Rashi says, "Rabbi Yaakov Latala Tanakama Moed Dehoil V'Yefsh Lamoichun LeKoyin Deefsed Muat V'Chaticha Prus Darkan Limnois Shemefsed Muat LeMavatlinan Isidi Raisa." They hold here the reason why it's not bottled because Lamaisa it's all tohor. It's only the kochim got mixed up with chulin. So it's true you want a regular Yisrael to eat it. We say no, don't let a regular Yisrael eat it. Rather sell it to a koyin. Since Lamaisa the way it is right now is edible by a koyin, it's tohor. A kohen could eat the lechem upon him. A kohen could eat from the korban chatis. So rather than saying that it's bottle, midrabbanan would rather say it. Midrabbanan would say it's not bottle to give it to a kohen. Since there's a way out, it's in the ratio where it's tmeya. So if it's not bottle, nobody could eat it. They will make us say it's bottle. But over here, where it's tor, so you could give it to a kohen. We say give it to the kohen. Let the kohen eat it. Now, Katarni Mias, what did we learn? Well, Katarni Mias, but even so, we learned, in Rashi, what does it say at the beginning? That Tal, it is bottle. So you see, Chatichas, pieces of meat, are bottle. Even though what? Pieces of meat here is Nisidi Raisa. And even though what? Meat sometimes is sold by the piece. But since sometimes it's sold by the weight, it's like a bottle. So right, that's Rabbi Yechon's Raya. That even pieces that are Nisidi Raisa, still they're bottle. Why? Because sometimes it's sold by weight, therefore it's bottle. Omer Rabbi Chiya Brei de Rav Huna, v'nimucha. Now the core question is according to Rish Lakish. The question is good Rabbi Yechanan. But what does Rish Lakish do over here? According to Kasha, according to Rish Lakish, he says what? Anything that's sold sometimes, by piece by piece. It's not bottle. Sakam over here doesn't say these chatichas, these pieces of meat, or the piece of lechem upon him is bottle, l'chura, sometimes it's sold by the piece. So the Marine says, Rish Lakish, and after they say, b'ni mucha. We're talking about where it got squashed, where it got dissolved, nimucha. In other words, the meat got ground up, and the lechem upon him was nimucha, was dissolved like. So when it's dissolved or ground up, then you never sell it piece by piece. Then it loses its chashivas, and then you sell it by the pound. So since it's something that lost its chashivas, Even Rash Lakish agrees that it would be bottle. For the Gemara Yochi, if so, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's the time of Rabbi Yehuda? If you're telling me now, it's Nimuach, so it's not Choshev anymore, so why does Rabbi Yehuda say it's not bottle?